Okay. As the program continues on now, we are visiting with renowned audiologist Vicky Sanchez, and we're going to talk about something called the ACHIEVE study. And the key is that this also is connected with dementia, which, of course, as our population ages, we're seeing more of that. So first of all, Vicky, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the field that you're in. I'll let you do that, but I know you're from the University of South Florida. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. That's right. I'm at the University of South Florida in the Department of Otolaryngology, Ear, Nose, and Throat Doctors. I'm an audiologist, an ear doctor, and a scientist, and I study the ear-brain connection. Thank you again for having me. I'm excited.
Which brings us to the ACHIEVE study, which does exactly what you just said. So tell us a little bit about this study. Who was in it? How did it work?
Sure. So the ACHIEVE study stands for the Aging and Cognitive Health Evaluation in Elder Studies. This was the first large-scale and long-term randomized controlled trial that studied the effect of hearing intervention with the use of hearing aids on brain health. And to date, it's the highest quality of evidence we have so far. We found that in a group of patients with an increased risk of cognitive decline, that the hearing intervention reduced cognitive decline over 3 years. So in other words, treating hearing loss in older adults can potentially help maintain thinking and memory abilities as these individuals get older.
Well, tell me a little bit. I mean, is this just the simple that you got a group of people together and you did the little thing where you pointed each ear of the headphones? Or tell me a little bit about how you made these connections and what kind of testing you did.
Sure, absolutely. So there was lots of investigators, over 9 institutions that were involved in this study, making sure that it was the highest quality science. And so what we did is we recruited almost 1,000 individuals across 4 different sites. We evaluated their hearing, and they had untreated hearing loss and normal cognition at start. And that was key. They were healthier adults with normal cognition but untreated hearing loss. We evaluated their hearing. They were then either randomized to a hearing treatment, including a hearing aid, or they were randomized to a control intervention, which was about successful aging, and they did not receive a hearing aid. We then followed these individuals every 6 months for the next 3 years. At that 3-year mark is when we evaluated our outcomes, and we looked at their cognition ability and lots of other health outcomes.
Now, which brings us to, it sounds like you've at least come up with some sort of hypothesis in terms of connection between dementia and hearing loss, but obviously the next step is, what can we do about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So dementia happens over a long period of time, over a lot of years of cognitive decline. So our specific study was looking at cognitive decline across 3 years. And so what we saw is that there were individuals who health declined and their cognition declined. And those that received the hearing intervention with decline were able to reduce that decline a little bit. And we're starting to think about why that's the case. We have a couple different ideas, including that hearing loss can change how your brain structure and function actually works. Hearing loss often causes a decrease in your social connections and your willingness to go out and about and connect with your community and loved ones. And also hearing loss causes cognitive load, making you have to concentrate and work harder to understand what's being said. And so the thought process is those that received the hearing aids had a decrease in that cognitive load, had improved structure and function of their brain, and probably had increase in their social activities and environment, all of which led to healthier brain and maintained cognitive function after 3 years.
So let's kind of wrap this up talking about ECHO with 2 H's, the ECHO program, which is helping to address this connection that you guys have discovered.
That's correct. So Phonak, a technological solution manufacturer, has been developing a program to bring awareness to the connection between hearing loss and cognition, and they've made a program to help audiologists and other healthcare providers get this information to their patients and encourage better hearing for all individuals.
And if anybody wants to know anything more about this, obviously this is something where the frontline providers and the family members of those who might be dealing with potential dementia, but how can they find out more about this study and about some of these alternatives?
Sure. So the study information is updated regularly as we have more information to share on the AchieveStudy.org site. And more information about hearing aids and cognition can be found at phoneg.com/cognition.
We are visiting, have been visiting with renowned audiologist Vicki Sanchez, talking about the connection between dementia and hearing. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.